Free Radio Santa Cruz.
Also known as Freak Radio, community-based radio station operating without an FCC license since 1995.
I blow the man down. Oh, give me some time to blow the man down.
Freak Radio Santa Cruz, 101.1 FM, screwing the FCC for a decade plus.
How about the FCC? Have you heard of the FCC fucking CCC?
The Coast Guards are coming to shut the pirates down. They don't believe in free speech. The FCC's in town. Their axles and their hammers, they smash it all to bits. They want a little battle, but the war's not a war yet. Say, I am a diesel. Cut off the pirate radio. Land of the free and home of the brave. FCC crawl in your grave. Crawl in there, you stinky, slimy slugs.
It's time right now for the Pirate Radio Report for July 2010. This is an interview I did with John Anderson of DIYmedia.net and the latest news in the pirate radio movement.
On the pirate radio front, things are very active, but that's not very much of a surprise. I have an updated, on my website, I have this thing called the Enforcement Action Database.
DIYmedia.net.
Yeah, and I haven't updated it since May.
Uh-huh.
Between May and July 13th, there's probably been another 20 to 30 warning letters that have gone out to parties around the country in states like Texas, Florida, California, Minnesota, Puerto Rico. Florida is, of course, a big place where pirates are still ranging large. But again, we're not seeing the FCC doing much other than going around and visiting people and scaring them and shutting them down. Actually, just up the road from you in San Francisco, the scene is pretty dynamic right now. There's a lot of interesting shit going on. The first one is that there's a new station that's being started by the people that used to run the pirate radio station at Burning Man,
okay.
John Hell and this other guy.
Mm-hmm.
They're starting a new radio station called Radio Valencia, which is going to be built in the old space of the Valencia restaurant, which used to be kind of a cultural space. And they have some pretty cool people like Trademark G from the Evolution Control Committee and people like that who are behind this project. And so what they're doing right now is they're renovating the space. They're going to return it into like a cafe and a performance space. They're going to set up an internet stream, and then they will then place a transmitter at an undisclosed location, and that'll be San Francisco's newest pirate radio station.
Wow.
On the other side of the scale, FCC Free Radio announced that it shut its transmitter down within the last month or so. Apparently, the field agents came and put the fear of God into the guy, and he was quoted on one of my friend's blogs as saying, unfortunately, people go to jail now for unlicensed broadcasting, and that's not true, but that's one less station that's happening. And then midway between San Francisco and Santa Cruz is Pescadero, where you got KPDO, a community radio station, which is licensed, which is now being wholly programmed by Monkey from Pirate Cat Radio. And his crew.
Radio on TV, I believe. Doesn't he got a pirate TV station, too?
I don't think they're doing any more unlicensed broadcasting. Basically, what happened is that Monkey got too famous for his own good. Like, they were actually broadcasting out of a cafe that it's like a worker-owned cooperative cafe, and this cafe serves crazy drinks like bacon lattes, right? And the Food Network showed up, and they did an episode about this cafe, and it featured the pirate radio station. Well, the FCC And also, Monkey's been very open about what he's done. There's been a lot of publicity and things like that.
Oh, yeah.
The FCC's been on his ass for the longest time.
Mm.
And I think they finally threatened to fine him with $10,000, you know, the typical $10,000 warning letter. And he said, it's time to fold.
Okay.
So he I think Pyrocat Radio is shut down. I never really knew if TV was on or not. And then this community radio station in Pescadero basically was like, we need volunteers, we need programming. And Monkey was like, I'll do it. You know, I can bring people in who can help program your station. And so now he's doing that. So on one side, you have new stations being born. On the other side, you have stations going off the air because they've been intimidated into going off the air. And in the middle, you have some people that are actually going legit. The FCC is on a tear as far as, you know, administratively busting people. As of May, they had conducted 235 enforcement actions. In comparison to last year, they conducted 445 over the entire year. So I'm expecting them to beat that number this year. So it'll be another, quote, record year, unquote, for pirate enforcement. But basically all they're doing is they're going out, they're finding the transmitters, and then they're sending out warning letters.
Yeah, they did that to us. And
yeah, and that's actually a very common tactic they're using now, is they'll generate multiple warning letters. Like, for example, places in Florida, oftentimes they'll rent an office to put the station in. And when the FCC finds them, they not only try to identify the person behind the station, but they also find out who the property owner is. And both of those people get warning letters now. Whereas before, just the station ops would get them. Now the people that host the transmitters are getting them, and that's what happened to you, is your transmitter host got a warning letter.
Well, they're not even showing up. You know, they're not even showing up and doing what they're supposed to show up and, you know, physically find out where it is and then contact the house and attach a letter to the wall. Maybe they're just afraid of their tires. Maybe they want to keep their tires this time. I don't know. Who knows?
Well, no, I mean, you know, I mean, it's just one of those things, Bob. I mean, like, I find often that when the FCC conducts enforcement activity against radio stations that don't have licenses, they tend to do so around clusters of dates. You know, like a certain day in April or during a certain week in April, it seems like all of the field offices or most of the field offices around major markets, you know, San Francisco, Los Angeles, New York, Miami, Houston, they all go out and they do their monthly, you know, enforcement quota or whatever on pirates. And then, you know, they wait until next month and then they repeat the process. I mean, so it's just part of the job. I think with you guys, they know. I mean, is David Dune even still working for the FCC at this point?
I don't know. I haven't gotten a Christmas card from him lately, but I don't know. He might be.
Like, one of the problems that the FCC has been having is that its field staff, its enforcement staff, the engineers who know their business, are getting old, and they're coming up for retirement. This is something that actually began back in 2003. The FCC recognized this as a problem. And they said, if we don't go on some sort of, you know, hiring binge very soon, we're going to lose a lot of what muscle we do have in the field because people are going to go and retire. And so, literally, Freak Radio has probably outlasted the careers of some FCC field agents, you know. I know for sure Mbana Kantako in Human Rights Radio has definitely outlasted the career
he's still
of at
on,
least
right?
two field agents.
He's still on the air, right?
Yeah, humanrightsradio.net, still
That's
on the
right.
air.
That's right. Actually, I listened to a stream.
I think he's only got a watt right now.
Yeah.
He
has a web stream. There's a web stream there, I believe, too, that's going on. Well, we've been talking with John Anderson of DIYmedia.net, my media expert for the day. And I want to thank you for, you know, informing the folks. And
I'm glad you're back.
Thank you. It's good to be back. It's good to be back and just do my show. Well, I want to thank you for coming on the show. And sure. Check out John's website, DIYmedia.net.
Free Radio has a problem. Free Radio has been evicted. The landlord where our transmitter is has told us that it has to go. So Free Radio's transmitter needs a new home. We'd like to ask you, our listeners in the Santa Cruz area, if you would consider hosting our transmitter for a while. What we need is a site on the west side, the north side, or the east side, not in the downtown area, that has a roof or a tree where we can put up our antenna. We need a dry, locked, secure space for the transmitter that we can visit for maintenance and repairs. We need access to electricity, and we need access to the internet, DSL or cable. That's what we need. Here's what we offer for our host. We'll bring an uninterruptible power supply so that the internet source and the router associated with it and our transmitter can stay on the air if the power goes off. We'll donate $50 a month for the electricity our transmitter uses, and we'll bring you up to date on what to do when the FCC shows up. So if you can host the Free Radio transmitter, give us a call, leave a message on our voicemail at 427-4523. That's 427-4523. Or you could send us an email at frsc@freakradio.org. That's frsc@freakradio.org.